Hello everyone, this is Lady Dragon speaking. Today is Tuesday, August 30th. Well, like I told you yesterday, this morning I went to the Electronic Arts Studio in Montreal, which was founded actually in March 2004. They have come a long way since then. They are now having two games in development, SSX, that they're helping develop with Vancouver. SSX is a game that's going to come out on the PSP. And the other game they're going to have also, which is coming up, is a very good announcement that they said. It's a game, an action game. It's going to have stunning graphic, unique gameplay, mechanics, and advanced AI, and a sophisticated story concept. Besides that announcement that they said this morning, they have made a joint announcement with the government of Quebec concerning funding training programs for people to make video games. The Electronic Arts is putting in a training program $2.6 million, and Emploi Québec is putting $660,000 towards that program as well. So this morning, Alain Tascan, the founder of Electronic Arts in Montreal, was there explaining how committed he was and Electronic Arts were about making good games here in Montreal. And we had Michelle Courchain from the government of Quebec. She was explaining that she was quite pleased to see Electronic Arts chose their eastern studio in Montreal. And not only that, they are here to stay, to create job, but they also here to train people, which was she was very pleased about that. And it's great news for everybody, because Alain, remember when I told you, when I sat down with Alain at the opening of the studio in March 2004, he told me that his vision was to make Montreal known for video game, as is Hollywood known for movies. And I think it's quite on his way to be like this. It's a good start. It's a good, very good start. In 2 weeks, I'm going to have exclusive, of course, interview with Michel Courchain from the government of Quebec and Alain Tascan from the Electronic Arts Studio in Montreal. And then I'll make a big special on that. So I'll keep you posted. On the news today, Namco was awarded rights to develop game for that anime, that anime in Japan, that anime manga series from the company GDH, Afro Samurai. It's a manga series that was created by Takeshi Okasaki. So they have signed signed an agreement which gives Namco the right to publish two different Afro Samurai video games over the next 5 years. Midway acquired as well the right to this one is the US and Canadian publishing rights for the game Hearth 2160. It's a sequel of the Hearth game. The game is scheduled to be launched in the US and Canada this November for the PC. It's developed by Reality Pump Studios. It's a real-time strategy game. It's going to be quite interesting. So, like I said, it's Midway that will publish this in North America. Now, there's a company here, Razer Pop, that offer a program that you can download. It's called a P2P program. A P2P program stands for peer-to-peer program. It has the ability to go and find program and anything that you want throughout all the network. As opposed with other network, you can only search within the network if you want something specific. As opposed to Razor Pop, it can go to the internet and go to all these network and find what you are looking for. So you can go download this. The name of the program is actually Trusty Files 3.0 version. So can you go try it and let me know what you think about this peer-to-peer program. Well, I read news from time to time, news research by Park Associates. They gave me another interesting study here. This time is concerning home builders. Now, you know, more and more people now that are building new homes, they want all the new gadget, the new high-tech technology and stuff like that. Now, they want to have like a cinema room, a theater room, a video game special room, and all sort of stuff like that. Now, here I'm going to give you some extraction of this interesting study. They're saying that home builders sold $11 billion worth of technology products in 2004, and they expect the sales to increase 10 to 12% in 2005. Now, they're saying that one quarter of home builders now, they have a special, they hire people that specialize in finding technology that they can actually say, hey, you can go with us instead, we can build this, and plus the stock technology stuff. So it's starting to be big. And because of that, Park Associates has put together, it's called 2006 Builder Insights, which will provide forecasts for the builder sales and home theater, multi-room audio, structure, wiring, central control, and security system. You have the phone number of the person to contact on my news section in that news release. So if you're building a new house soon, that would be something that I'm sure that could be of interest to you. Ah, you know, Codemaster, this fabulous game called Operation Flashpoint Elite that was 2 years ago released on the PC. Now, finally, it's going to be shipping this November, and of course it will have the Xbox Live feature, which is something one of the best game, if not the best game I saw in realistic like gameplay and stuff like that. Hopefully they have done the same thing for the Xbox Live. It's gonna be if it's done like the PC game, it's gonna be a very good game. So it's coming out in November. Oh, at E3, I saw this marvelous car. You know, the game True Crime? Well, they had a trick car made by Chrysler. And they had modified the car, and they had a contest. And they announced the winner of the contest. It's somebody that the winner is, I'm telling you all this, is Chris Spencer. He's a 40-year-old financial analyst, actually, that won the Chrysler 300 trick car. That was a really cool car. Congratulations to this gentleman. Two games are shipping today. One from SNK called The King of Fighters 0203. It's a combo, of course, of the two games. The other game, it's for the Xbox, by the way. The other game shipping today is Namco Museum 50th Anniversary, which shipping today for the, it's available for the PlayStation 2, and the Xbox and the Nintendo GameCube, the Game Boy Advance, and their PC. In conclusion, we have news, more news concerning the Xbox 360. Infineon. Infineon is a European company. They have been awarded the contract to develop and supply three key components for the Microsoft Xbox 360. They're gonna provide a single chip application specific integrated circuit, a wireless gamepad controller, and a removable solid state memory unit product. So that's very interesting. It's gonna be these three products are gonna be come out from Infineon. They are based in Germany, by the way. And that's all for today. So have a nice day, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.